sends in Kunu, and essentially placing the lives of South Africans in a very precarious and vulnerable position. So the party has requested a special parliamentary sitting within 2 weeks to debate and also to focus on this motion of no confidence. Reg Nkosi, political analyst online. Reg, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me.
some are arguing here, Reg. Some are arguing in the country. MK parties now developing a habit of running off to the courts, wanting to nail and attack the ANC there. And then the DA also previously said they're sitting with a nuclear bomb of a political agenda which they don't want to release, i.e. also a motion of no confidence against President Cyril Ramaphosa. Some are arguing, is MK party taking a leaf out of the book of the DA here?
Well, that has been the practice DA, isn't it, for quite a while now, and it seems the MK is indeed plucking a leaf from the DA, you know, thinking that it will win, and therefore maybe upset the apple cart, if you want, and something new should come over in South Africa. I think they certainly don't like the president. I think that is very clear. President Zuma, former President Zuma, is very much against this current president. But you see, the question that we have to ask, given all this, is can they succeed? Now, you know, you just mentioned here that DA may have a bomb.
Mm.
My sense is that the DA is fooling us.
Mm.
The DA likes Ramaphosa. We mustn't forget at all. Let our memories not be short. Remember during Karapara time, and the Helen Zille and the DA said they are not going to support the removal of Cyril Ramaphosa.
Mm.
All right? Now, why should it be that now they would want to remove Cyril Ramaphosa? If Cyril Ramaphosa is removed now, the DA has no chance.
Mm.
All right? It is going to be thrown out of the GNU, assuming the ANC, assuming the man they like, who is President Cyril Ramaphosa, is out. The almost next move is that Paul Mashatile, who is the deputy president of the ANC, becomes the deputy president of the country. Now, Paul Mashatile is known to be very much against the DA. He would rather align with all these others.
Yes.
Cyril Ramaphosa, because he's a business person, thrown there to a large extent, voted in through all these contributions from business people, he's a very important person for the DA and the business, the community. So he's their man, as it were. Now, the DA threatening this and that is just, to me, a story. I think we should take seriously, however, what MK is doing.
Mm.
But whether MK has the numbers, that, to me, is a story that all of us can guess. And in my view, they don't have the numbers unless the DA comes in and supports that.
Mm.
Because, obviously, the ANC people are not going to accept that Cyril Ramaphosa should be removed. Because he's one of their own. They can't do that. They failed during Zuma and so on and so forth. So this is an interesting development, but it's one that we shouldn't really put our eggs in the basket of the DA to support a move that is going to remove Cyril Ramaphosa.
You're making some very valid points, Reg. The DA would rather want to be in bed, as it were, we put that in air quotes, politically, with President Cyril Ramaphosa, as opposed to the ANC faction led by Deputy President Paul Mashatile. And we understand he does recline somehow more towards the EFF and MK party. But whatever happened to MK party, EFF, ATM, the National Coloured Congress, the Black Caucus, in the opposition benches, what eventually happened there? For me, I get the impression that dynamic died out, but if it still exists, with MK party now wanting to table this motion of no confidence against President Cyril Ramaphosa, if the Black Caucus still exists and this opposition in the benches still exists, MK party could then call upon the EFF could then call upon the ATM and the NCC, the National Coloured Congress, to support them in this. But would it be enough, Reg?
It would be enough. Remember, firstly, before we get to whether it's enough or not, let's just discuss about the MK and the EFF and all these other parties, which are black parties.
Mm.
You see, there are no permanent enemies in politics.
Yes.
All right. So EFF and MK have shown bad blood in the recent past. But, you know, there are always issues underneath. You know, these people would be talking to say our common enemy is this Cyril Ramaphosa who has sold us to the European party called the DA.
Mm.
Okay? And therefore, all black parties, you know, are likely, therefore, if given, you know, the dynamics, likely to move together and support the removal of President Cyril Ramaphosa, given the fact that right from the beginning, Cyril Ramaphosa and the DA have shown to be buddies or sleeping in the same bed, to use that phrase. Therefore, that dynamic, we have to watch it. Even if there's bad blood between EFF and MK, my view is that there's a lot of discussions going on. And perhaps even within the ANC, those aligned with Paul Mashatile would actually swing the vote, depending on whether this no confidence is going to be a secret ballot or not. Well, the next move here, you say, should it be a secret ballot or not? If it is secret, then the possibility that the Mashatile faction, if you want, voting alongside MK, voting alongside EFF and Colored Congress and so on, PA and so on, is quite good. Therefore, that is the dynamic we should actually be watching. And, you know, what we know here, however, is, well, EFF is so much against, MK and EFF are not in good terms. Remember, the defining person here is Paul Mashatile, who could actually be revolving between MK and EFF, and indeed other small parties there. So the possibility that is that indeed they can win the day.
Mm. Certainly something we should watch. I see what you are saying, Reg. There are plenty of variables that we need to consider. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Lieutenant General Commissioner Kwanazi placed before the nation via a press conference explosive allegations of corruption within SAPS, where he essentially brought into this ring the name of our embattled police minister, Senzo Mkhono, the deputy national police commissioner, high-ranking government officials linked to criminal syndicates, etc., etc. And that caused President Ramaphosa to address the nation. As a result of the address delivered by President Ramaphosa, Minister Senzo Mkhono was placed on special leave pending further investigations. We then saw very soon after the announcement also made by President Ramaphosa, the Deputy National Police Commissioner was also placed on special leave pending further investigations. But now, as the story has continued to grow and perhaps morph, we see now, Reg, that those close to Minister Senzo Mkhono are alleging that this was a massive political plot against Minister Mkhono. So supporters inside say two KZN ANC NEC members were busy and they are continuing to hatch a plan and a plot to have him dismissed from cabinet. So they don't want him in the top seven for 2027. Is this still pretty much how the story has evolved, or should these just be dismissed as, minor allegations? Let's focus on what Commissioner Kwanazi revealed to the country.
No, it cannot be dismissed at all. There are lots of dynamics, there are lots of currents as we speak among ANC people, whether in KwaZulu-Natal, whether at national level, even in Gauteng itself. So that cannot be dismissed at all. I do not know whether people would like to see Senzo Mkhono, who has presidential ambition, to come up on the list in 2027, for the elections. So that possibility cannot be ruled out. And quite frankly, there are those now who say, no, Commissioner Mkhwanazi is correct. and is they're hailing him as a superstar for having introduced this one to eliminate the one person they don't want to be in the front line.